This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is how to increase the self-esteem in children.
Okay, good question. By the way, self-esteem, the way self-esteem is brought into us is that it's our environment that either determines where we have a low self-esteem or a high self-esteem. And that is why, again, I take back the example of slavery, because slavery, it was a systematic way of convincing the slave that he or she is nothing but a slave. And for this, they employed all psychological tricks to convince the person that they are absolutely no good, and the fact that they are slaves, that is their destiny, and they should be accepting of their destiny. So what did they do? Now listen to this. They would go into public humiliation, so that black people would be gathered and they will be taken all naked in the, they will just be paraded naked in the streets. Now that is part, that's very disrespectful. But the idea is, we are going to absolutely leave you with not even an iota of self-respect. So we're going to make you naked in front of every Joe and Mo. And then they would say, for a whole month, you're not supposed to take a shower. So you are now so filthy, so dirty, so unclean that you hate yourself. Not only that, but you also hate the people who are like you. Because now everybody, every black man is not taking. So you don't want to be with your own, because they're being deprived of that, your God-given right to clean yourself. And the idea is, we're going to do this to you. In addition to it was public humiliation. We're going to call you names. We are going to call you a nigger. We're going to call you a big, huge man. It's called boy. You boy, you do this, boy. You have young kids looking into a big old man, say, boy, come here. Boy, you do this. So I'm going to use derogatory terms, and I will use them publicly in order to crush your spirit. Sometimes, as parents, and sometimes as cultures, we are guilty of this. We crush the spirits of our youngsters. We call them names. We tell them they're not capable of doing this. They're not capable of doing that. That they have no opinion to voice. That we're going to make decisions for them. They have no ability, they have no right to voice their concerns or their opinions. So the Prophet ﷺ would deal with people, and he would deal with them in such a fashion that truly nourishes their self-respect. Tell you a story that Jabir ibn Abdullah, a famous companion of the Prophet ﷺ, was one time feeling very sick. He was not feeling well. So the Prophet ﷺ went to visit him. Now, until here, the story is very, it's a very ordinary story. It's okay, so somebody got sick and the Prophet is going to visit him. But what makes it an extraordinary story is this, that the Prophet ﷺ was 57 years old and Jabir ibn Abdullah was 16 years old. So what happens is that you have a 57-year-old man going to visit a 16-year-old young boy. Now why is this? The Prophet ﷺ said that is part of self-respect. Fatima would walk in, the Prophet ﷺ would get up and he would have her sit there. See, brothers and sisters, they say that children attention pay to what you do, not what you say. Children attention pay to what you do, not what you say. So they see how you treat them. They don't hear what you're saying, but they see it. They see what is going on. You know, sometimes we lie and we expect our children not to lie. Somebody made a phone call and the son picked up the phone and the father said, who is it? And the son said, it's so and so. And the father said, tell him I'm not here. I am not here. So the son doesn't know anything. He said, my father is here, but he told me to tell you that he is not here. Okay. And he hung up the phone. So the father came to him and slapped him on the face. He said, you idiot, you are making me look very bad. He said, this will teach you a lesson. And indeed, a lesson was taught. So the next time the phone rang, the kid picked up the phone. And it was the father's friend. And he said, is your father? And the father is not listening to what's going on. And the kid hangs up the phone. So he comes back to the father and said, the father said, who was on the phone? And he said, it was so-and-so friend of yours, another friend. He said, but daddy, don't worry about it. I took care of it. I told him that you're not here. Okay? So what happened is that many times it is the information that we convey to people. It's what we tell our children. So how do you nourish them? Respect them. Really, really respect them. Have them. It's okay to voice their opinion. Sometimes it's okay to voice their objection. You should have boundaries, yes. But you should also give them, you know, a freedom to express them. And the minute you do this, when they want to say no outside, if they have been taught at home that it's okay for them to say no, when they are adults out there one day, they will also say no. But if at home they were told that they absolutely have no right to say no, when they go out there, they will also be the complacent people that we were breeding. They will be the slaves that we were making at home. They will be the enslaved that we were cooking inside our home. And at that point, we're just breeding more slaves. We are bringing on weaker people. We are bringing into our society people who absolutely lack self-respect.